Okay, just from yesterday's Amud, one point which has been an ongoing machlokus with Rafael. Eze chag shachodish miskasebo. It would seem the Rosh Hashanah is called a chag, even though there's no chagiga. We've always said chag is only where there's a chagiga. So for the Rosh in the end of Rosh Hashanah, brings down Machlokas Rishonim, whether you say Vahasienu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And we don't say it, because you can't say Chag. The Rosh says, we never find that Rosh Hashanah is called a Chag, I hear. So they say it over here is only a, what's it called, an Asmachta. And really, the Chag is going on Sukkos. A Zeu Chag, Shah Chodesh Miskasebo, that the Chodesh before the Chag is Miskasa, right, is talking about Sukkos, that the Chag is really Sukkos. And even though, what's it called, Pesach is also similar to there, but here it also says Tiku B'Chodesh Shofar, the Nin of Tkiyah Shofar, that only applies to Tishrei. So really, Mikra Adin, the Chag doesn't apply to Rosh Hashanah. It's only in Asmachta B'Yama that we learn this Pasuk, that it's a remez that there's a Mishpat on Rosh Hashanah. But the real Pashup Shat in the Pasuk is not talking about Rosh Hashanah. So that's on Rashi's. Shachodesh Miskasebo L'Rechokim. Rashi says, what's Shachodesh Miskasebo? Right? That's Bakesha L'Yom Chagenu. That it's hidden from the people far away. Kigon Shachris L'Vnei Marav, the Arvis L'Vnei Mizrach, L'Vishik Tana Hisomach L'Kedusha. The moon is very small when it's in Nischadesh. It's hard to see for the people at the far ends of the world. Others say that Chodesh Miskasa, Tosis says Mizdani, Kisa, Kesel, Yom Chagenu doesn't mean hidden. It means that the Chodesh is right there at the Chag. Mizdaminlo. And the Ridva says Bakesa means that people don't take Rosh Chodesh to heart on Rosh Hashanah because they're too involved with Rosh Hashanah, not with Rosh Chodesh. And other Rishonim say that we don't mention the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. That's the hint. Okay. Okay. Let's go on Rashi. Elen ken kitshua Chodesh v'achi kamar. Bezin sholmata, the mala is not nichnas ledin until the bezin sholmata is mekadesh the Chodesh. They explain, though, that doesn't mean that the Mishpat doesn't start at night. Because there's a lot of Gemaras that say that there were two Neshamas that were talking, that, what's it called, from the Chassid who slept in the Beis HaKvaris, and he heard them, Leil Rosh Hashanah, speaking about the Din, the Chor of the Din, and it can't be Mekadosh the Chodesh at night. It's not till the next day. What it means is when the Rabban Shalom knows in advance that the Beis Din the next day, he knows the future, is going to be Mekadosh the Chodesh, then they start the din already from the night before. And that goes against that psak of Rav Avram Evli, what's it called, who paskened that Leil Rosh Hashanah, if you didn't say HaMelech HaKadosh, you're not Chozer. Because the Mishpat can't start, Malchus can't start at night, because they Mekadosh the Chodesh Belay. And the Beis Din Shalmala, according to this, it's not true. Right? The Maisa, the Mafreya, the Mekadosh, the Mishpat starts at night if they know that the next day, the Rabban Shalom knows the next day they're going to be Mekadosh the Chodesh. Okay. Melech v'tzibur, Shekhodesh Baruch Hu, Donos on Melech Nichnas Tchila. When the Rabban Shalom judges a king and the tzibur, the king goes in first. Mishpat Avdo, Shlomo Ka'omerlein. The Gemara says two reasons. Olefesh Charanaf, B'shvil Avono Tzibur. That the anger of the Rabban Shalom shouldn't be inflamed because of the avonus of the tzibur before the melech, before the melech comes in. And some say that applies also to the Rabban Shalom, that the Rabban Shalom blames the melech for the avonus of the tzibur, or it creates a zma idna derischa, and idna derischa you get punished for less things or for more things, lesser things. Then you would be punished when there's not a time of anger. So it creates a time of anger. Others say that the first reason that it's not right for the melech to stand outside. That only applies to Basar Vadon, to melech, to what's it called, Mishpat B'deis and Shalmata, because melech doesn't stand outside by the Rabbanu Shalom's Mishpat, nobody's standing anywhere. And the idea of Leifush Charon Af doesn't apply to the Beis and Shalmata. They don't get upset at anybody. They don the din. That only applies by the Rabbanu Shalom. Okay. Menolin Shishnas Shemitah Mekudeshes Merosh Hashanah V'Osar Avodas Karka. How do you know that Shemitah starts in the first day of Tishrei and that you're not allowed to do Avodas Karka already from the first day of Tishrei? The Kidashtim Shnas HaChamishim Shonah Matam Adlomar Mekivin Shomar Sheva Shabso Shonim V'Avarta Shofar B'Chodesh HaShvi Yodiani Shehi Shnas HaChamishim. If it says to count 49 years and then that the next year is Yovel. I know it's the 50th year. Why did it have to say Shnas HaChamishim? Lo niftarim v'teim, d'chsiv taviru shofar, v'hodur krosim dror. First you blow shofar, and then the avadim go free. So they don't go free from Rosh Hashanah, even though the year of Shemitah starts in Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't start on Yom Kippur. But the avadim are like in abeyance. They don't serve, but they're not free. They go free on what's it called on Yom Kippur. Lo mishtabdim dichsiv v'kidashnim v'shnas hachamishim. So they're no longer in servitude from the first day of Tishrei. But they don't actually go out till the shofar is blown on Yom Kippur. V'atrosem b'rosheim imrotz alosum atorah b'rosho v'haro shiyotzeh chofshi. So putting an atorah on your head, right, is a sign of freedom. We don't let an eved never puts a hat on. I was thinking this is a makor why talmidei chachamim wear hats. Because ein lecha ben chorin ela mishosik batorah. So, and wearing a hat is a simon of cheiros. So that's why talmidei chachamim wear hats. Okay. Shonim, what?
No, the reason not wear
hat. It doesn't say only talmidei chachamim wear hat. Anybody who wants to be like a talmid chacham could also wear a hat. Shonim atomekadesh, kishishnas yovel nichnas mitzval beis din lomer mekudeshes hashanah. Right, when the year of Yovel comes, the mitzvah based into Makadesh the year. V'yato Makadesh shum chodesh. The Rebbe Lazar of Shimon, this goes like Rebbe Lazar of Shimon, Domer lekamon v'perek sheni, bein shenir of Ismano, bein shalom nir of Ismano, ein Makadeshin also. So Machlokas later on, when you're Makadesh the chodesh, if you're Makadesh it, and Rebbe Lazar of Shimon says, there's never Kiddush HaChodesh. The Bezin never has to be Makadesh HaChodesh. V'yolev time mehochen. Learns it from here. V'shenem v'kidash v'shnas hachamishim, right? The fact that it says v'kidashtem eshnas hachamishim means it's already from the beginning of the year that it's kodesh. You don't do avodas karka. The avodim are basically free, but they don't actually go free till Yom Kippur. Yochol kach miskadesh. So I might think, just like you add days before the total yovel takes effect in the beginning, you add in the end too. And the next year, the 51st year, from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, will still have some kind of layover of Yovel. Right? Yachar Rosh Hashanah, v'tim shechad Yom HaKippurim. V'alta tama, im mishamrim osa b'sof shonah shalachareho, sharim osifa michol lakodesh. Now, it's no big deal to say that, what's it called, that you can have a layover of Kedusha till the next year, because we're always mosif michol lakodesh. Right? Kedamrinu l'kamishna, like Gemara is going to say now. Talmud Lomer, Yovel hi miuti. Adafka, the year of Yovel, and nothing beyond that. Rabbanim, what do the Rabbanim do with this pasuk? Yovel hi, shnasa chamishim atamona viatamona shnas chamishim achas. That's the gears of some. Or the achas means, you lafukim in Rabbi Yehuda, domer shnas chamishim ol lakan lakan. You count the 50th year as 50 and not 50 and 1, meaning it's not the beginning of the next cycle. So the next cycle begins the next year. It's a 50-year cycle, 50, and the next year is already 1. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the 50th year counts for the first year of the next Shemitah. And that, this is a machlokas we've shown who we paskin like. My pashas, from the way we make the calculations, we always make calculations of Shemitah in sevens, intervals of seven. According to this, it's not intervals of seven, because the 50th year doesn't count towards the first year. There's a 50th year in between. So some paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that at 7 year intervals all the time. There's not a 50th separate year. And some pasuk like the Chachomim, but even the Rambam, who pasuk like the Chachomim, says that that's only bizman when the yovel's noeg. When the yovel is not noeg, then we don't count it bechlal. So we go directly to the next shemitah. There's an opinion that says that even though the yovel doesn't count for the next shemitah, right? Doesn't count for the next shemitah, but shemitahs, therefore, it's not yovel's not going to follow a shemitah always. Because you start counting for the next Shemitah already from the next Yovel from the 50th year. But you don't count the next Shemitah till the year after. So that means that it's not always going to be a year after, the 50th year is not always going to be a year after Shemitah. They don't go together. The two counts are different counts. In other words, the 50th year you count from Yovel to Yovel, 50 years. But the Shemitahs, you count from the next year.
Yovel can fall out any year.
Right, so Yovel can fall out any time during a Shemitah thing, not after the year after Shemitah, according to that. Okay. Okay. Komashmal and Zelo, that we don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, that you count the 50th year 50, but not 50 and 1. That it's also counted as the first year of the next. It's a separate 50th year. Rashi, Rabbonin, they don't hold that the year starts in the beginning. Right? Where they don't need the pasuk he to exclude that you don't continue Yovel till the next Yom Kippur. The atamon shnas hayovel shnas hamishim lesof yovel shavar the achas leminyan yovel haba. You don't count it 50 and 1. You don't start counting the next Yovel till the year after Yovel. And then you start, there's the count again of seven times, and then the 50th year is Yovel. The 50th year is both the year of 50, and it's the first year of the next cycle. Shnas Chamishim Ol Lekan Lekan. Shnas Hayovel V'Shon Rishon L'Shemitah Habor. Okay. Ude Mosifin Michol Lakodesh Minola. Right? How do we know this idea that you're Mosif Michol Lakodesh? We said, don't wonder if you could continue Yovel after the year of Yovel, because we find that Mosifin Michol Lakodesh, both when it comes in and when it comes out. You have to Shabbos, you have to Yomtif, when it comes in and when it comes out too. D'Tanya, B'Chorish U'V'Kotzer Tishbos. Supposed to rest in plowing and harvesting. Rabbi Akiva Omer Eino Tzorech Lomer. So Rabbi Akiva says it's talking about Shvius. That's what the Pasuk's talking about. Bechorish v'kotzer tishbos. So you don't have to learn this for Shvius itself. Chorish v'kotzer shal Shvius. Shari kvar nemar. Sot kolo sizra. Right? It says you can't work the ground during Shemitah. So I don't need another Pasuk to tell me Bechorish v'kotzer tishbos. Talking about plowing Erev Shemitah for the sake of Shemitah. The Ktsir Shal Shvius Hayotzi Lemotzei and harvesting crops that grew a shlish in Shemitah after Shemitah. Now the fact that it has Kedusha Shvius, that's for sure. It grew during Shemitah. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the Avodas Karka ends when Shemitah is over. But things that have Kedusha Shvius, Alts Tosva Shvius, you can't harvest normally. You have to harvest them with the same shinui that you harvest, during Shemitah. Even though Shemitah is over, and Avodas Karka is mutter, but there's a Tosefish Shemitah in things that grew during Shemitah. And you can't plow things that will help those things grow during Shemitah before. Right? So 30 days before, there's an issur of plowing, and the Rabbanan extended it till Pesach or Shavuos from before Shemitah. What? It's talking about things that grew during Shemitah, right? That's right. Or even things that people planted, what's it called? Right, Be'isr. I'm saying, but even if it's Be'isr, you can't harvest it. You can't harvest it anyway, because it's a Shomer V'Nevat. Okay. Rashi ain't sorech lomer chorish v'kotzer shal shviyas. Al korchuch afagav the reish of the krah b'shabbos koi. Even though the beginning of the pasuk is talking about Shabbos, k'dechiv sheishis yomim tavod seifa shviyas koi. Dia Shabbos chorish v'kotzer or the osir shamalachos misharu. The Chazal darshan that even though the pasuk starts out with Shabbos, the end of chorish and kotzer is talking about shmita, because for Shabbos there's lamates malachos, not just these. Chorish there, and even by shmita. Can't be talking about Shemitah itself, because you already know that Shemitah is Osir. Elamai Shvius, Shalo Yachru saw the Elan Erev Shvius, Chorish Shiyol Shvius. Can't plow Erev Shvius, plowing that's going to help for Shemitah. Uktsir Shal Shvius, tomorrow we'll go into more what this Isser is of plowing or whatever. And Ktsir Shal Shvius, Kigon Tvua Shevir Shlish B'Shvius, Tvua that grew a third during Shemitah, which has Kedusha Shvius. Not that it has Kedusha, that's for sure. The Kedusha got one because it grew during Shemitah. But you can't harvest it normally, even though Shemitah's over.
Is Drosha on the Seven Shabbos? It's just Masorah, right? There's no way to see this in the Pasuk.
No. The Gemara just says, no, it can't be talking about Shabbos because Chorish and Kotzer are not special on Shabbos.
Right, but what it is talking about, there's no...
Right, no. It's the only other time there's an Isser Malacha and Avodah Zarah Shemitah. The only thing left.
Well, maybe it's telling you can't harvest for Erev Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos.
What?
Maybe it's talking Erev Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos. Why does that have to be Erev Shemitah and Motzei Shemitah? These two things.
No, so that if all malachas are also, wouldn't be mistaber that only these two malachas are also. But if these things are also b'Shemitah, those then it refers to Shemitah. Because the other things aren't also during Shemitah. Okay. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Machorish Rishus of Kotzer Rishus. Rabbi Shmuel doesn't learn this pasuk to teach me Tosefes Shvius, but he learns that it's talking about Shabbos. And it's telling me a halach of Shabbos. Just like Chorish. There's no Chorish that it's a mitzvah to do. It's all Rishus. So when the Torah said you can't plow on Shabbos, it meant plowing things of Rishus. Not mitzvah. Because there is no mitzvah to be Chorish anything. Av kotzer Rishus. So too when the Torah asked harvesting on Shabbos, it asked only harvesting things that are Rishus. But the harvest of a mitzvah, like Ksiras HaOmer, is mutar on Shabbos. We learn from here that Ksiras HaOmer is Locha Shabbos. Yotze Ksir HaOmer Shu Mitzvah. Right? It's a mitzvah to be kosher the Omer, right? And therefore, it's mutar on Shabbos. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Machorish Rishus, Velo Dibra Kosev, Elin Yin Shabbos. No, Rabbi Shmuel says it's talking about Shabbos, the whole Pasuk. Dechsi Be'yom Yom HaShvi Tishbos, Bechorish of a Kosher Tishbos. Bol Lamedcha, Machorish Ein Lecha Chorish on Mitzvah. Even if you're planting things for the Omer and Shtei Alechem, there's no mitzvah to plant it or to plow it. You don't have to plow. If you found things growing, you can use that. You don't have to bedafka plant for the sake of the Omer or plow for the sake of the Omer. Now, if you don't have anything growing, so you plant these things, so you'll have something to take the Omer from. But that's only by necessity. It's not a mitzvah. Shari im motza chorish eino chorish. Vani osro lecho b'Shabbos. That's what the Torah prohibited on Shabbos. Af k'tzir shani osro lecho b'Shabbos ani osro lecho. So too, harvesting is only harvesting that's a rishus. But if the harvesting itself is a mitzvah, like k'tziris ha'omer, then you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. Yotze k'tzir ha'omer shu mitzvah. Shafilu motza kotzer mitzvah lichzer. Even if you found the tvua already harvested, is a mitzvah to harvest it l'shem the omer. The Yesh Lecha Lilmo Mikan Shadoches HaShabbos. Okay. So now the Gemara says, so that if Rabbi Shmuel learns from that pasuk the fact that the Omer is Docha, Ksiris Omer is Docha Shabbos, where does he learn Mosifim Michol Al HaKodesh? He doesn't have this pasuk to tell me you add from Kol to Kodesh. And once we know by Shemitah that you add, anything that's called Kodesh you add, Shabbos, Yontif, and so on. That's according to Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Shmuel, where do you know that you add Michol Al HaKodesh? Rabbi Shmuel Mosif Michol HaKodesh Min Oleg, Nafkele Mivetan. He learns from this price. The Nisim Es Nafshoseichem Betisha says that you should afflict yourself on the ninth day. Yochel Betisha. I said, it's not true. The ninth day is not Yom Kippur. The tenth day is Yom Kippur. Talmud Lomar Bo'erev. No, the ninth day at night, which is really the tenth day. I Be'erev Yochel Mishetechshach. If Be'erev, then I might think that it only starts at night. Talmud Lomar Betisha, it says the ninth. The night is not the ninth, it's the tenth. Okay, so Maskil Misanim Biba Od Yom. You have to start fasting already on the ninth. You have to add a little bit to Yom Kippur. Malamed shemosifa mechol lakodesh. Ein li'ela b'knisoso. That's only when it comes in. You have to add before Yom Kippur a little bit. B'yitziyoso. And how do you know you have to add after Yom Kippur a little bit? Talmud lomer me'erev ad erev. Same thing. Just like the erev, the first erev, you add a little bit. The second erev also. Ein li'ela Yom Kippurim. Shabbos is menayin. That only applies to Yom Kippur. How do I know regular Shabbos? You have to add Tosfos Shabbos, beginning and end. Talmud lomer tishbisu. Yomim tovim menayin. How do you know on Yontif? Talmud lomer Shabbatchem. Okay, tzad komokom sheyesh bo shvus, mosifa michol lakodesh. Any place where it says tishbos, and that includes now Shemitah too, then you have to add michol lakodesh. Rashi. Ad erev lailahu, the ad bichlal. So now the shaila is what exactly you have to add. Tosu says you have to add a mashahu. A little bit, probably before shkia, before tzeisa kochot. If you hold that every suffix deraisa lechumra is lechumra min hatorah, then lechori you have to add before shkia, because once it's been ashmasha, it's a suffix deraisa. So you anyway have to. So that's not called adding. So you have to add something before shkia. Some hold you have to add mitchilas hashkia till ben hashmoshes. That's Rabbeinu Tam, that the tchilas hashkia is what we call shkia, and that's three milin before the end of shkia, which is already what we call tseisa kochavim, or right before tseisa kochavim. That's already the beginning of ben hashmoshes. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, Shabbos doesn't start by sunset; it starts three milin. Right, about 50-something minutes after sunset. And then there's Ben HaShemashos, and then the Tzeisa Kochavim is 72 minutes after the first sunset. But the real sunset is the end of sunset, when the sun goes into the, not over the horizon, but into the sky, whatever that means. In any case, so the light of the sun goes away. So according to that Shita, the Tosefis is that whole time from the first shkia and on, which anyway we don't do because we hold that the first shkia is already considered night. So according to us, you have to add a little bit before the first shkia. Okay. Some hold that that's why we light candles 20 minutes or 18 minutes before, because the shita that Shabbos starts already then. At least Tosa Shabbos starts then. And Motzei Shabbos, you have to add normally the three, stars, that appear in the daytime also, medium-sized stars, is the end of the day. You have to wait till you can see three small stars, which only appear at night. That's the Tosefis of the Motzei Shabbos. What else do I have here? Okay, there's another thing. We spoke about this. I think we learned in Beya. We had this, or in Erevin. We had the same thing. And there's a pasuk by Nisan says the same thing. It says May our boss or yom. Yeah, what's it called? May our boss or yom bo erev, right? Ad yom echad the esrim bo erev. So the Chorah there is the same Shaila. Right? It says, what's it called? You have to eat matzah from the 14th at night. The Chorah is not the 14th, it's the 15th. They say, no, there it's different. There it says that you may arbos or yom bo erev tochlu matzos. The eating matzah is after it says erev. So then it means the night after the 14th. But here it says, the inisim es nafshoseg betisha. First it mentions the Inui, and it mentions the ninth. Matzah that you're on yourself at the ninth. So then that's what we learn this passage you add from the ninth to the tenth. Okay, now the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva, Haivi Nisim Es Nafsho Seichem Betisha Mai Ovidle. What does Rabbi Akiva do with the passage the Nisim Es Nafsho Seichem Betisha? He doesn't need it for Tosfos Shabbos or Yontif or Yom Kippur. He learns that from Tosfos Shvius. So what does he need this passage for? He needs it for what Chia Barab Midifti says. The Tani Chia Barab Midifti, the Nisim Es Nafsho Seichem Betisha. The chibatisha mesane, you don't fast on the 9th, fast on the 10th. V'halo v'ashiri mesane. El alomer l'cho kol ha'ochel v'sholse b'chi, ma'lo l'vachosuv, ki'ilu isane chi v'asiri. Whoever eats and drinks on the 9th is like he fasted the 9th and the 10th. Rashi, kol ha'ochel v'sholse, d'hochi komer kro, v'nisem b'tisha achilas tisha nikore inui. Eating on the 9th is considered like inui. The chivin b'achiloso inui chashiva, called the mapish v'achilu v'shtiyot v'yodim. Since eating is like fasting, the more you eat, the better it is. Because like you're fasting. Each thing you eat is like you're fasting. The homid dekaomer be'erev al-korchach lo makbira inui v'tisha, the chikori inui v'tisha achilu v'shtiyot v'dekori inui. Eating and drinking in preparation for the fast is like fasting. Tomorrow we'll see what the inyan is. Okay, and it's like you fasted the 9th and the 10th. So there are a lot of kashas here. Why does it have to be like you fasted? The mitzvah is to eat. Eat, right? And what does it say? As if you fasted the 9th and the 10th. L'chora, the 9th, you're, what's it called, not fasting, but the 10th you are. So what do you mean it is to fast the 10th? You did fast the 10th. So tomorrow we'll explain the inyan of eating Erev Yom Kippur.